When we were heading to the feast, we had stopped in St. Louis to have Sabbath services, and the speaker there said that there were some marquee signs on Protestant churches that really got to make you think. And so he said that one said, if you were arrested for being a Christian, would you be convicted? Well, that's not a bad one. And it got me to thinking, if you were arrested, you'd never want to be convicted of anything. But in this case, you'd want the book thrown at you. You know, life in prison, death penalty, whatever. You definitely want to be convicted of this. So I started thinking that this might be a good message. I guess you guys will tell me that. So, what is a hallmark of a true Christian? A hallmark is a mark used in Great Britain to stamp gold, silver, platinum articles that meet established standards of purity. Besides wanting a judge to convict you, you also want to stand righteous before God. I wouldn't be nervous in front of a judge. I would be in front of God, but in front of a judge, I wouldn't be so worried. So, number one, a true Christian would have to be keeping the Sabbath, and they could convict you if that was brought up as evidence. Also, keeping the holy days, all of them, not just picking and choosing or following some man-made ones. If you'll turn to Leviticus 23, start in verse 1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, the feast of the Lord, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. You notice that God said they're not Jewish or man-made feasts. They were his feasts. And it says in verse 3, 6 days you shall work, your work shall be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Verses 4 through 8 list the spring holy days, Passover, Days of Unleavened Bread. And in 15 through 21, it talks about Pentecost. And then verses 23 through the rest of the chapter cover the fall holy days, which we all just observed. So point two, another hallmark of a Christian will be your actions, how you treat people, how you are acting publicly, not just in church, but how you are perceived out in the public. Just recently, when I was told I no longer had a job, the manager giving me the news had a lot of respect for me. He said, you're the nicest person I've ever met. You're always respectful. You never say anything bad about people or anything like that. So, I mean, I felt pretty good about that. He was more upset. I was kind of happy. But that's how you want to be treated. You don't want somebody to think that you're a jerk. He says, I'm the first one that he's ever talked to that he could say that about. And you just don't want to lower your standards to somebody else's. And number three, keeping yourself unspotted from the world. If you'll turn to James 1, and we'll start in 26. We'll read the last two verses. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Also, Titus 2. If you turn to Titus 2, we'll start reading in verse 1. But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine, that the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience. The older women likewise, that they would be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. That they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. Likewise, exhort the young man to be sober-minded, in all things showing yourself to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing integrity, reverence, and incorruptibility. Sound speech that cannot be condemned, the one who is the opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say about you. The manager telling me this did seem to be a little ashamed, saying he had never had a problem before telling somebody that he didn't have a job. He said, I always did what he asked me, and that others would turn him down. I heard that all the time, because he wasn't well liked. Everyone turned him down. I ain't doing that. But I'd just go do it. A Christian won't be out drinking and carousing, joining in pagan celebrations like the one that'll be coming up in a few days. Anyone celebrating those diabolical rituals of Halloween cannot be convicted of being a true Christian. A person who is showing these attributes of a Christian will be faithful in all things, sound in faith and patient. They will show care in how they speak, always showing integrity. A Christian will not be able to be influenced to act negatively and will always be honest. There is something in these verses for every one of us, young, old, male, female, all of us striving to be a true example of the disciple of Christ. Would you or I be convicted of being a true Christian? Well, let's recap. A true Christian keeps all God's commandments and holy days. A true Christian will treat everyone they meet in the same manner that they would like to be treated. A true Christian keeps themselves unspotted from the world, not engaging in the unusual behaviors of those around them, and has control of their tongue so that no blasphemous language or lies comes out of their mouth. We all shall fall short at times, but it is the journey that God looks at. When we fail, we pick ourselves up, set a different course, and continue on, never giving up because God never will. Our convictions should certainly have us convicted of being a Christian in the court of law.